Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second podcast of See You on the Trail. My name is Hitch. I'll be taking care of you today. I wanted to talk to you a little bit about, before we get into our interview, guys, what is See You on the Trail? A lot of people ask me that and they don't know. See You on the Trail is actually a company that has been around since 2007. We're working on our 12th year, I believe, if I can do the math right. We started out in Southwest Missouri, just going out with our Jeep. I had a Jeep that was on 33s. It was stock, basically, with like a 2-inch body lift, and started doing videos of us wheeling with a bunch of people from a local club there. And just started doing videos. It started getting popular. Everybody liked our videos, so we kept on doing it. And did that for the couple, 3 years, and then decided to go ahead and start moving into, I was actually contacted by a Ultra 4 racer that his car had burnt down the year before. And he contacted me in 2010 and said, "Hey, can you help me get this car back together so we can go to King of the Hammers in 2011? And I said, "Sure, I'll help wherever I can." Because I knew a lot about social media. That was back in the MySpace / Facebook days. Didn't really know if it was really going to take off the way it did. I said, "Sure, I can help. No big deal." He said, "Well, I want to take you to SEMA." So he took me to SEMA in 2010, and I was overwhelmed. It was a bucket list of mine, and way overwhelmed. And then after SEMA, a great experience there. I went on to 2011 King of the Hammers. And from there, I announced in 2012, 2013, and 2014 at King of the Hammers for the live feed. It was awesome. Loved it. I'll never forget it. It was one of my bucket lists as well. And I also got to do, while traveling with the racer, I was also got to do Vegas to Reno and a couple other races in Colorado Springs, and it was just amazing. Had a great time doing that. Since then, I've excelled on the promotion end of everything. I don't like getting in a car. I like to be sitting behind a camera or behind a computer working on stuff. I do everything from wrap designs to event announcing to social media moderation, which I do for about 6 or 7 different companies. And then also on the backside, my video production stuff. My video production stuff is all off-road. You can go check us out at YouTube at seeyouonthetrail.com, or not .com, I'm sorry, See You on the Trail. Just go search us on YouTube. You can't miss us. Just don't use any spaces. Just spell it all out, no spaces, and you're good to go. And now we've added to our list of stuff is podcasting, which is something brand new to us, but we're learning how to do it. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it is a lot of fun. I get to talk to people that I wouldn't usually talk to over the phone and in person. So we're actually broadcast in about 10 different spots for podcasting. And they are Anchor Podcast. That's where we're based out of. We're actually doing our recordings on Anchor Podcast, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Casts, YouTube, which I upload myself. And that's where you can actually go and comment on it and let us know what you guys want to see. And also, we upload it to Facebook as well. And also, Radio Public is another place that that we're actually uploaded and broadcast on. So make sure you go check one of those out. If you want to comment or give us your opinions and suggestions on who you want us to interview next, go to Facebook or YouTube, because those are places that you can actually comment on the podcast itself. So that's where that's going. It's actually, it's going well. I've got a lineup of people that I want to interview, and I'll tell you about that after this interview with Casey. But, the other thing is, do we have merch? Yes, we are getting merchandise coming. We've done shirts in the past, and it was just kind of a campaign session, and we sold 20 or 30 of them. Didn't really find an interest for it, so I did not continue on with that issue, with that product. But we have just recently ordered 25 hats. I should have those 25 hats in the next week or so. I am going to pay back some of my friends that have continually given me merchandise shirts of their race team and of their company, because they've given me so much. They filled my closet full of all kinds of shirts and hats and stocking caps and everything like that. So I'm going to pay back a lot of those guys. I may have a few left. I may do with a giveaway. I've done a few giveaways and they seem to be really popular. So I may do that. But if there's a little bit of a drive that you guys want some merchandise, just let me know. I can actually make it happen. Do the shirts and stuff like that. Next up on the list, on my punch list that I'm trying to get through before we get to this interview with Casey, schedule of events, April 6th and 7th, we will be at the Unlimited Off-Road Expo at Texas Motor Speedway. Now, I am the race sports director for the Unlimited Off-Road Expo. That means I take care of everything that you see happens on the track and demonstrations. I make sure that I bring racers in. Make sure they're taken care of, make sure they got everything taken care of, meaning with tires and work and repairing and everything like that. And they give rides, they do autographs, and they do big time demonstrations. We do 2 to 3 demonstrations a day at each one of these events. And it is just a blast. We're sponsored by Aturo Tire. Aturo Tire has come on board big time with us. And they actually give us a set of tires and tell us to make a show, and it's just great. We enjoy it. The racers enjoy it, and it's just a lot of fun. So that's at April 6th and 7th at Texas Motor Speedway in the Racers Lounge. That's where I'll be all day long. I never leave that area except to go get something to eat and maybe go to the bathroom. But the racers will be there. We're doing demonstrations 3 times a day, Saturday and Sunday, and then it's just a blast. You need to go out there if you're in that area. May 4th and 5th. I will also be in Nashville, Tennessee, doing the same thing. I believe it's at the Nashville Fairgrounds. I'm not completely sure on that. I'm not sure how many rigs we're going to have out there or anything like that, but we're getting there. Once I have all that taken care of, then I'll let you know on social media, such as Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. The next thing we're going to do in June is June 14th. The Holley EFI Clash at the Crossbar, Ultra 4, one of the series in that race series. It's one of the races in that series. And the only reason I really like to go to that one is it's only about 30, 45 minutes from my house. I'm in the Oklahoma City area, and it's in Davis, Oklahoma. It's on a huge park. And honestly, the park's open. The park's open when it's not race day, and it is a really cool place. You can actually drive down there without a vehicle, rent a side-by-side, and go explore the park. It's really cool. It's also really close to Turner Falls, which is a one of the landmarks for Oklahoma. You have to go check it out. It's a huge falls, place to swim. I actually just watched a video the other day about it, and they were talking about fly fishing. They actually stock the downstream. They stock it with trout, because it's really cold water. So anyway, that's just another thing to go for. Now, who we have on the show today? We have a side-by-side racer. He races a Can-Am X3 in the 4900 class at KOH. He's also running the Ultra 4 Western Series, as well as the NorCal Rock Racing Series. And this year, for the first time, he's going to be running the UTV World Championships. His name is Casey Shearer. He is a riot to hang out with. First time I met him was last year in Texas, and hung out with him in Davis and talked to him a lot. He's a really nice guy, really fun guy to hang out with. If you see him out at the races or anywhere, just holler at him. He's always willing to hang out and talk to you. He's a cool guy. But let's go ahead and go straight to that interview, and we'll talk to you after this interview and give you a couple more details on what we've got going on. Hey, I'm on the phone with Casey Shearer. He's a UTV driver from Northern California. Casey, tell us about yourself and tell us about how you got started out in racing.
Yeah, thanks, Hitch. It's pretty cool that you're putting this whole thing together. I'm excited to be on your podcast here. And kind of got started racing when I was younger. Had that competitive edge and BMX bikes and RC cars, and kind of worked my way into racing go-karts, and that turned into a passion of mine. And race shifter carts and direct drive go-karts all over the world. Went to Guatemala and San Salvador, competing over there by the volcanoes, and always enjoyed the off-road thing, watching my brother rock crawl and do the rock crawling competitions and King of the Hammers. And my buddy and I were actually at the banquet, the Ultra 4 banquet in 2016, and decided to build up a Can-Am Maverick for the next year's Ultra 4 series. And we went out our rookie year, and we secured the Western Points Championship and secured the Rookie of the Year, which was a total honor. It was really fun.
That's awesome, man. Now are you and your brother, I mean, everybody knows Jason, but are you and your brother, have you guys always been competitive before you guys started racing? Was that a thing, or are you guys always just buddy-buddy?
No, Jason and I, we've never really competed against each other. We've always, you know, had each other's back when it came to that kind of stuff. Jason's awesome. You know, he drives my car to the start-finish line for me at the Hammers and at the races to get my car down there. We're there to help each other out. We don't really compete against each other. Even in business, we work together to better the day for the both of us.
Yeah, and racing really isn't a full-time job for you, right? You actually have another company that pays the bills, per se. What is that?
My brother and my dad and I, we own a family business. It's called the Pelican Group, and we're a national vending management company. We manage vending accounts all over the country for different clients.
That's awesome, man. That's something I kind of enthused about. I've kind of looked at the website, and I enjoy something that started from scratch. And is it a family? Well, it's definitely family oriented, but does it go back before your dad or just you guys?
Yeah, absolutely. So my grandfather was in the vending business, video games. He even was in the cigarette vending business, and it's just transpired into amusement games, jukeboxes. I like to say pretty much anything you can put a quarter in.
That's completely cool, because whenever you say Pelican Group, I immediately think about the Pelican cases. So I didn't know if that was actually if that was part of your deal or not.
Yeah, no, that's a different company. We're more in the amusement vending business.
That's awesome. Yeah. So I'm looking at your sponsorship packet, and it looks like I'm going to go through it real quick. It says 2017, you guys got 10th at KOH.
Yeah.
And then you took a first at Sierra Blanca, a first at NorCal, and then a second at Fallon, and that's what secured your Rookie of the Year, correct?
Yeah, that, and we also were lucky enough to get the Pole Hard Charger Award in Texas and at the Ultra 4 Stampede, the NorCal Stampede, and just coming out in my rookie season, it was almost a hat trick. We almost had that Fallon race for the Western Points Championship, and it would have been awesome. But one of my, you know, good friends and competitors, Greg, he took that from us, and we're proud of him for doing it. But man, that would have been the icing on the cake.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And then in 2018, which was last year, you took a 12th at KOH. You took a 10th at Crossbar, and I think that's you and me hooked up in Crossbar as well, and kind of hung out. And you took a fourth in Kentucky and a fifth at the Stampede, and then Nationals you took sixth. So you're sitting top 10 almost every single year you've raced Ultra 4. So what are you sitting at? I mean, let's go ahead and start with this. How was KOH this year?
KOH this year was it was one of the more depressing years. We had a simple part failure that took us out of the race, and we only made it about 47 miles, and we had to call our race. There was no way. We were so far out in the desert out there that there was just no way to be able to walk to get parts or hike to get parts, and we were on an area where it didn't loop back, so there were not going to be any more competitors that were going to do a second loop or drive back to help us out. Unfortunately, we had to call our race.
Yeah, You guys called it, and you actually got on Facebook Live, which I thought was hilarious. You're one of the more social media friendly people on Facebook. So if you haven't, look for Casey Shearer on Facebook. He posted a live video of his. Actually, just why don't I just let you explain that? You guys were headed back to Pitt, just trying to get back so you didn't have to be towed back. And let's you go from there. What happened?
Yeah, so we had a hub fail, and it took out the brakes and the rotor and the axle nut and the axle. There was no getting back. So we took that was a passenger front that it happened to, and we took the tire off and the shock off, and we put the tire up on the roof and put the shock in the passenger seat, and we ratchet tied strap up the A arms. And we took a winch rope, and we went over the roof back down to the driver's trailing arm to try and suck the car down a little bit so that it would lift that front end up off the ground enough. And then we took my co-driver, and we made a rope from one of our Bigfoot winch ropes and wrapped it around the front of the car and the back of the car and kind of made him a sling so that he could hang off the side of the door. And it worked just enough. It kept the front end about 2 inches off the ground, more or less. We snowplowed for a little while there and made a bit of a mess of the desert. But we got to race mile 53, where my brother had found a frontage road and brought a trailer out there with my brother-in-law, Lance Clifford, from Pirate, and loaded the car up. And they took me back into Hammertown, all the way back down Boone Road. It was a bit of a bummer, but we never held our head low, like not one time, because we always want to, you know, have a great time and a great attitude.
Yeah, no, that's one thing. I guess that's one thing that kind of draws people to you is you enjoy everything you do, whether you break or you're not. I actually met you last year at the Unlimited Off-Road Expo at the hotel bar, which was actually kind of a fun night. But and you taught me how to ride a one wheel, which I've never done before, and I don't think I still ever completed that.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of people see me that drive around the pits and at registration at some of the races on the little one wheel, and everybody enjoys it. I let a lot of people try and ride it. It's pretty fun.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. That's actually where I met you and figured out that you're not related to Adam Shearer.
No, he's my brother from another mother. I met Adam a few years back when my brother and Tom Allen from PST built an IFS car, and Adam and I just kicked it off. We became really good friends. A lot of people think we're brothers, but we're just really close, good buddies.
Yeah, no, Adam's hard not to like. Or yeah, that's the way. I think that's the way it's supposed to say. he is a good guy. I've known him for about 4 or 5 years. So are you going to stick in the side by side lane, or are you gonna move up to another class?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying the UTV class. I think the competitive nature of me and my team is really fit for the UTV 4900 class, and I don't see myself really going anywhere unless some type of opportunity arises. I have been in my brother's car, and I have driven my brother's car, and I'll tell you right now, it changed me to the point where I don't know if I want to own one, because I don't know if I'm allowed to have that much fun.
I will agree with that. I've been in a couple Ultra 4 cars, and I'll tell you what, back in I believe it was 2011, after KOH, Derek took me out. Derek West took me out in his car, and I know for a fact I do not want to be in that car. That it beats the living crap out of you. And I don't even know if it's the same in Ultra 4 or not in the bigger classes, but or in the smaller classes, the UTV and stuff. But I definitely know that I'm better off fit being behind a camera.
Yeah, it takes a lot. You know, we train a lot for the races. We eat healthy, and there's a lot that goes into it. It's not just slamming on a helmet and going out races. There's a lot of conditioning that goes into it to be a championship team.
Yeah, now here's something you just brought that up. For KOH and other races, what do you do besides vehicle prep? What do you do physically? What do you do to prep for a race like that or any of the other races in the series?
Yeah, I'm not much of a guy that likes gyms. I like the outdoors. I've always grown up in the outdoors, so we do a lot of mountain biking up here. Here there's, you know, trails everywhere you want to go. I enjoy riding up the trails. A lot of guys like to get dropped off at the top and just ride down, but that endurance of getting you up to the top is it's an accomplishment in its own, and it's just fun. It's good to get the air running through your hair, and it's an amazing workout. So yeah, we do that, and then I do a lot of stuff at home with my kids. Some teams have a lot of people that help them out, and with our program, I have me and my co-driver Zach and a buddy Billy who lives in the San Francisco Bay Area who comes up and helps out, but it's pretty much us. And so mounting tires, working on the car, crawling underneath it, doing welding on it, all that stuff it's a workout in its own, to say the least.
Yeah, no joke. All right, now I guess basically what's your plan for the 2019 series? What races do you have planned for, and what's your strategy?
Yeah, so for 2019, you know, we kind of had a disappointing KOH, so that kind of hurts some with the points, but we're going to, still never give up. We're going to go here to the NorCal Stampede, and we love that track. It's our home track that's here in Sacramento, so go out there. It's about a little less than a month away. I believe it's March 21st and 22nd, and like I said, the weather here has been pretty crazy, so it might be a bit of a mud race, which you East Coasters are used to, but we're gonna put a setup on the car, go run that NorCal race, and then we're going to try it for the first year. We're gonna go out to Laughlin and go to the UTV World Championships. An unbelievable event that Best in the Desert puts on. Tons of racing, tons of camaraderie out there with all your competitors. And then we're going to kind of shift gears and go do some desert racing in Mexico, which we've never done before. Dave Cole and the Ultra 4 team is putting a race on out there in San Felipe. Really excited about running that. And then this summer in August, we're going to go do a night race again out in Ridgecrest. Last year was my first year racing at night, and I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun, and I had some issues in the middle of the race, but we overcame those, and I think we got a pretty good finish out there. I think we finished third physically and fourth on corrected time.
Awesome, that's very cool. So anyway, that's now I know that I actually watch a lot of these guys. I've been watching since 2009, 2008, I got really into like the King of the Hammers and Ultra 4. And I don't understand, and I don't know how you guys are able to afford to do all this racing and that kind of stuff. It takes other people besides just you and your salary from your day job. So tell us who actually helps you guys as far as like partnerships and such.
Yeah, well, right now for 2019, we're a little bit skinny. We don't have a full car sponsor. We have some associate sponsors which help us out on a discount on parts. Everybody from Can-Am that's helping me with parts for the car. Fox Racing Shocks helps me. BF Goodrich Tires. I just got a new sponsor this year, Dirty Life Race Wheels. They've really come through and helped us out. My car goes through oil every race. You know, we change every fluid on the whole car just to make sure it's perfect. And Redline Synthetic Oils has stepped up and helped us out. We have some awesome parts that we helped design with the Zollinger guys, Zollinger Racing Products. I don't know if you ever checked out their stuff, but they are an amazing machine shop that makes some really cool stuff. All of our communications from the pits, even walking around in Hammertown and everything like that, we got our handhelds. So we have a really great relationship with all the guys from Rugged Radios that help us out. We have the strongest axles on the planet, RCV. We have not had an axle failure in 3 years of racing, which is unheard of. They take really good care of us. Our lights for our night race that we're going to go to, we're going to strap on a bunch of Baja design lights, that will be powered up by our Full Throttle battery sponsor. We have a really cool new sponsor this year as well, which is KUTV, and they make the Rocker Knockers, which, I love the name. And, I think it's really cool how they've designed some parts for all UTVs, not just a Can-Am, as a mud flap to keep all the debris and dirt and rocks out of the rear tires. Bigfoot winch ropes put a awesome setup of rope on our car. And Devil Mountain Auto Detail, when we get home from the races, they dial us all in. Other than that, it's all on us. We do our fab work and, like I said, mount all our tires and do that stuff, all that stuff ourselves. So if there's ever an opportunity to speak to anybody about trying to work out a marketing program to get their name prominently on the race car, you can email me or call me anytime.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I noticed you said we, which you may have mentioned it beforehand, but I do want to let everybody know that, guys, it's not just one racer that does Ultra 4 and does King of the Hammers. It takes a full team of friends and buddies and wives and everybody that makes that happen. So who is it that you would like to thank as far as your team?
Yeah, my team, first and foremost, my wife, because she puts up with those late nights in the garage and helping out with the kids, where she really has stepped it up. My co-driver, Zach Merrill, he also races, so I help him with his program, and he helps me with mine. He races a different series. My buddy Billy Wilhovind, who comes up, he drives a couple hours just to come help us and be part of the team and runs all our communications. And my media and does all my photos and all my videos is one of my buddies, Jack Taggart, and his girlfriend, Eden, who put together, I don't know if you guys have seen any of my in-car stuff or any of the videos that we put out, but they're always pretty cool, and they're mixed to some cool music, and yeah, they do a great job. So thank you guys. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And basically, now Casey, you've been racing for the past, I believe this is your third year in Ultra 4.
Correct.
And what was it? I was going with something else here. Let me think about it real quick.
No worries.
I'm trying to think. I had it on the tip of my tongue. And I know. Okay, Casey, I've mentioned social media and how you're very active on social media with live feeds on Facebook and YouTube. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you? Can they find you on any social media? Let everybody know that.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook. You can go to my athletes page, which is my first and last name, Casey Scherer. And then same with Instagram. You can go to Instagram and go by my page and give me a like at Team Awesome, O-N-E, Team Awesome 1. So go by there and give me a like, and you'll be able to follow along with all the events and all the fun stuff that we do.
Cool, man. Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you so much for sitting down and having a little talk with us. Hopefully next time we have an interview, it'll be a video interview, and I'll actually be up there. I've been talking to old Tech Tim, and he wants me to come to Seattle, and then I can actually make a detour down to Sacktown and do a full video interview with you, maybe.
That'd be awesome, Hitch. I'd love to do that. Cool. Anything you need, man. You're part of Team Awesome, so anytime, just let me know.
The funny thing is that I actually have a Team Awesome sticker on my front door of my house.
That's a first. That's awesome.
I'll send a picture to you. But man, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. And I think we're good. And good luck. And I guess the next one is Stampede. Is that the next race?
Yep, we'll be at the NorCal Stampede, trying to stay dry out there. It's going to be a real good time.
Now, are you coming to Davis?
I'm not doing any of the Eastern races just because I don't have the funding. If something changes, then I'd love to. I know that last year Jack Racing really stepped it up for me and transported my vehicle out there for me. So if anything changes, maybe we could work that program out again.
Awesome, man. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much, and good luck to you, man. Good luck in the 2019 series.
Thanks, Hitch. I appreciate it. Thanks for your time.
All right, no problem. Well, I hope you enjoyed that interview with Casey Shearer. Casey Shearer with Team Awesome. Make sure you go check him out on Facebook and all the social medias. He's a really good guy. I've been a part of him with his friendship for probably about a year now, and we're working on the second year. Hopefully he can make it down to Texas and have some fun with us. I want to thank you for listening to this podcast. I want to let you know the only two places that you can go and actually comment, as far as I know, is YouTube and Facebook on this podcast. Go to those spots, look at our YouTube, look at our Facebook, comment on who you would like to see on our podcast and who you would like to talk to. We are on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and it should be a really good ride for us. We should have a lot of fun. And don't forget to go like all of us too. I mean, go subscribe to us and follow us and all that good junk that you see on social media. I do want to let you know who we have coming up for interviews. We're going to start out. We don't only do race interviews, racers or anything like that. We're going to start out with a builder. This builder actually built the cage, and he put the seats and really helped out my Jeep to where it is today. It's got it's sitting on a 4-inch lift, 2-inch body, 48 gears, full roll cage, race seats, 5 points. And it's a really cool trail rig. He helped me out with a lot of that. He's from Green Country Off-Road. His name is Chad McDonald. We're going to sit down and bullshit with him and have a good time there. Next one, Lucky Dog Racing, Mr. Levi Shirley. We're going to sit down with him and have a couple conversations with him and talk about this last year's KOH, what he has planned on in the future, and where he started out from. The really cool thing is this guy started out really, really young. And he started out doing kart racing when he was 12 or 13 years old, I believe. So, and he's out of Kansas, which is really cool because he's like Midwest like I am. So anyway, we got him. We got Armando Verdugo. And I believe I pronounced his last name correct. He's from Artec Industries. He's going to talk about some of the product that they have coming out. Artec has a lot of product that is used at KOH and used in Ultra 4. We're all going to talk about that. Those guys are badass. They do some really cool stuff. Now, the other person I'm going to have is Brandon Powell from Southern Missouri Off-Road Ranch. Southern Missouri Off-Road Ranch is where I basically cut my teeth wheeling. That's where I started out on the little 33s and open differentials, stock 35, 30, you know, you get the drift. And I started cutting trails with him and helping him and doing really cool stuff there at S'more. And we have a lot to talk about. So that may be a little bit longer of a podcast. Next up, I'm actually going to be, which I told you, April 6th and 7th, I'll be at the Unlimited Off-Road Expo. And I'm going to nail down Axel and Marvin and maybe even Erin if they want to talk about it, if she wants to come in with us. We're going to sit down and talk about the Unlimited Off-Road Expo and what they have going on this year. They've they've grown this tremendously. It's really, really cool. I am also trying to talk old Kenny Forbes from Hollywood Motorsports to come join us and have a good time. I don't know if I can get him, but I'm going to damn sure try. And if you hear this podcast, you need to go bug him on his Facebook and tell him that he needs to come talk to me, and we need to do an interview and see when he's going to get back on the trail and back to racing. The last one that I'm really excited about, I talked to him on the phone today, and is the Campbell family, Campbell Motorsports. I don't know if you ever heard about Campbell Motorsports or Campbell Designs. They're out of Phoenix area, actually Gilbert, Arizona. And I talked to Shannon today, and he said he was way willing to do an interview with me, and we'll sit down and talk. He said he could probably talk Waylon and Bailey into doing it too, but that's not for sure. But Shannon is a definite yes. We'll talk about KOH and what he has to go with. But other than that, thank you very much for hanging out and listening to this whole podcast. That's really, really cool. And it's something that it's kind of it's a new idea for me, and it's something that we're really growing on and really trying to push it. I do appreciate everybody that goes over to YouTube and likes those, subscribes to us, Facebook as well. We need to get, we're at a point now where we're not getting monetized on, and when I say monetized, paid for our videos, we're not getting monetized on Facebook. We do it for the love of it. If I get to 1,000 subscribers on YouTube alone, we actually start getting paid for them, which is something that would just be an added bonus to us, and we would love to see it. Facebook is our big one. We are big time on Facebook. We enjoy it. There's always stuff posted on there, just basically shared. So thank you so much for watching. We appreciate it, or listening, whatever it is. If you have any questions, feel free to send me an email at seeyouonthetrail@gmail.com. My name is Hitch, and send me a suggestion or a constructive criticism or anything that you think might make this podcast better. We do appreciate it. Thank you so much. I don't know how many times I can tell you thank you. Once we get the hats out and we can actually sell them and do everything, I'll put those out as well on Facebook and Instagram and all that kind of stuff. You can slide into my DMs. Is that how the younger kids say? You can slide into my DMs on Instagram anytime you want. Send me a message, let me know, and I'll reply to you. Thank you so much for watching. My name is Hitch, and we'll see you on the trail.